Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 10th day of Shvat, Tov Shin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksubas, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches. Hamashre is Ishto al Deisholish. A husband who is giving or supporting his wife for clothing, for food, through a third party. And she's happy with that. She agreed to getting it through another person. Lo Yivchos Lo, he cannot do any less. He cannot provide any less than the following quantities of food and clothing. Mishnei kavin chitin, at least 2 kavin of wheat, which is equivalent to a volume of 48 eggs. Now a kav is 24 eggs, so this is double that. This is 48 eggs, which will be sufficient for 16 meals per week. Two meals per day. That's 14 times 2. That's 7 times 2, that's 14, plus another amount for the sake of for poor people or for guests. Oy me'arba kabin sor. Or if he's providing barley, then it has to be double that quantity. That's 4 kavin of barley, equivalent to 96 eggs, volume of that per week. Omer Rabbi Yosi lo posek los orim elo Rabbi Shmuel shoy somach la'edom. This opinion about giving the double quantity if it's barley is only was Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, because he lived close to the land of Edom, where there the barley was a very inferior quality, and you needed to give double the quantity of barley to be equal to the amount of food that you could prepare from half that quantity of wheat. Other places, obviously, you don't. V'noisen lo chatzi kav kitnis, he has to provide or give her half a kav of legumes, like beans and peas, v'chatzi log shemen, and half a log of oil, for eating and for lighting. The kav gregros, and a kav of dried figs, a mona, that's a weight of 100 dinar, about 400 grams, devela, if it's pressed figs. They're sold by weight. The im ein loy, and if he does not have any dried figs or pressed figs, poisek lo mosen peres mokamacha, then he gives her the fruits from another variety in the equivalent amount. Benoisen la mut mita mapots, he has to provide her a bed, he has to provide her a mattress, or machzelis, and a mat, all these for her sitting and lying needs. Benoisen la kippel rosh, he has to provide a scarf for her head, v'chagel la mosnao, and a belt for her, or girdle, when she does her work, umin olayim, and he has to provide shoes, mimoyed la moyed, new shoes, every one of the 3 festivals of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. V'kelim, and he has to provide new clothes, shel chamishim zuz, or 50 zuz, on a yearly basis, mishon l'shono. Ve'ein noistin lo lechadoshim mesachama, he doesn't give her new ones in the summer, because they're too hot, v'lo shchokim, nor worn out clothes, which were not sufficient to be warm the body, b'mesach shomim, in the winter. Ella, what does he give her? Noisin lo kelim shel chamishim zuz b'mosak shomim. He has to give her clothes worth a minimum of 50 zuz of new clothes in the winter, whether you need stronger and proper clothes. The himiskasa b'vilos osayan b'mosak hamah, and she can use the leftovers or the clothes that have worn out in the summer. V'hashchokim shela, and she gets to keep any of the worn out clothes. She can use that when she's unclean. She's not required to give back to the husband the shchokim, the worn out clothes. Mishnah test. What about the needs, for further needs that we're talking about, that a husband has to give his wife? And again, all these are the basic minimum. As we'll soon see, it's only a minimum. Noisin la ma'or kesef. He has to give her a pocket allowance, a monetary allowance per week. A ma'ah of kesef. It's about a sixth of a dinner. Letzarka, that's for her smaller expenses. Petty cash. V'achelas imoy m'leil Shabbos l'leil Shabbos. And he must eat with her from Friday night to Friday night. Every Friday night he has to make a point of eating her with her, even though we said before that he can use a third party to supply her food and drink, but he must eat with her and come together every Friday night to eat together with her. What happens if he doesn't give her the allowance of a ma'or kesef for her needs, and this can only be with her consent, or if she never asked for it, then the extra of her handiwork, the extra money that she makes from what she produces or what she earns, is hers and not belonging to the husband. You see, the Chachamim made a decree. They said that the extra of what she makes belongs to the husband as a compensation for the pocket money that he gives her for the Markesef. But if he's not going to give her the Markesef, for whatever reason, and with her agreement, then he's not entitled to her extra Masiya Daha, to the extra amount that she makes for herself. My Oisala, what does she have to make? What's the basic minimum of what she has to produce that you can work out what is the Moisa, what is extra? You can't know what's extra if you don't know what the basic amount that she's required to produce. This answers the Mishnah. The basic minimum is Mishkal Chamesh Sloim Shesi B'Yehuda. Wool, which is Shesi, wool which is the woof, that has to be, it's the vertical threads in a loom, in a weaving machine, and a 5 sloim weight of that in Yehuda. Shein asa sloim begol, which is equivalent to 10 sloim in the Galilee. See, the weights in Yehuda were double that of the Galilee, so therefore 5 sloim weight of these threads, of these chassis vertical threads, would be equal to 10 sloim weight in the Galilee. Or, oimishkar el asa sloim erev b'Yehuda, or if it's the warp threads, the horizontal threads that she's weaving in Yehuda, it has to be 10 sloim. Shein esrim sloim megol, which is equivalent to 20 sloim. The gol, as we said before, the gol had the Yehuda had the double measures. They were double the weight that they were in Yehuda. So 10 sloim of Erev of warp thread in Yehuda would be equal to 20 sloim in the Galilee. Now, why is it that she has to produce, as the basic minimum, twice as much when it's the Erev thread, where it's the warp threads, the ones that go horizontally? And the reason for that is because the amount of time to make and the effort to make the chassis would be much less than that. It would be much more than that of the Erev, and therefore we say that amount is double, or the amount that of chassis that she has to produce is half that of the Erev. V'im hoisa menika, what happens if she's nursing a child and it's difficult, can't produce that amount, then we will reduce the amount that she has to make as a basic minimum of Masi Adah. She's not chayv to make the shear that we just said. And similarly, we are lenient in giving more as the basic minimum for her mazonos because she's feeding a baby. When do we say this, that you only give the woman these shirim that we just mentioned in these last two Mishnayos? That is when Be'anish Yisrael, that's a person who's a husband who's very, very poor. Aval Bim Chubad, but if we're talking about a husband who has a respectable panasa, a koil of Ichoid, everything goes according to his covet. The shear of Mazonos Ishta, the shear that he has to give to his wife, food and all other needs, will be according to his wealth, commensurate with his wealth and his honor. Because a woman goes up in status with her husband, doesn't go down, and if he can afford it, then he has to give her more than this. This was only the basic minimum.